This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Free is in freedom. And we've been kind of all over the board, and welcome to hour number two. Joining you in studio, it's myself, Chris.
Rich Paul.
And I'm Ian.
And we've been taking calls. We had a number of calls about Paul Manafort for some reason. Paul Manafort in the news. We were discussing the Connecticut Supreme Court saying that, yep, you can sue Remington over the shooting at Sandy Hook, which is pretty crazy.
I want to get back into that if we get the chance, but we do have folks on the phone.
We do. We've got a couple calls on the phone.
Remington, because Remington happened to be in the same state.
There's more to that in that story, and I think Remington may be headquartered in, I'm not sure, but Remington was the manufacturer of the Bushmaster rifle. That was the rifle that Adam Lanza stole from his mother before committing those heinous crimes. Actually, he killed her too, which was
killed her first.
Another heinous crime, but we have been just riveted by this story of Dave from New York, who has been discussing this planned tryst with some young lady and another friend from
acclaimed friend,
and I should say a claimed lady, because she's on Instagram, and that's kind of where we left it. I have been playing Doubting Thomas, doubting whether said gorgeous woman is actually a gorgeous woman.
Now, did he say she was gorgeous? I don't remember any rating. Did we get a 1 to 10
that
from Dave?
That may have been just me embellishing. Let's find out. Dave, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate this woman?
Let's say, first of all, her name is Mary, and she's in Boston. My friend TW met her on Instagram. I would say she's about maybe like a 6 or 7, maybe. You know, and he said that he wants to bring her here to Poughkeepsie so that both of us can do her at the same time or whatever.
Now, would you call that punching above your weight?
I mean,
like, Dave, when you go out and meet girls, I mean, and hit on them, are you typically hitting in the 6 or 7 range, or are you a 4 to 5, or heck, maybe you're only going for the 9s and 10s find you compelling?
See, I like girls who wear nail polish, have sexy legs, have sexy feet, have small, you know, small to moderate tits, and who also have hair down there, you know?
Okay, that's a little bit more information than we need.
What about your friend?
Why the hair?
What about your, okay. I don't know if we should get into
that. Okay, no. Let's not go there. Forget I asked that, Dave.
Strike that from the record.
We don't want to know.
We could ask him that on our Twitch Uncensored After Show, which we can do on tonight if you want, Rich, after the show. We can invite Dave to call back. But, Dave, I want to know about your friend.
So you like to stay after the show and Twitch for a while?
Exactly. Okay. Dave, your friend in Boston, what's your friend's name?
His name is T.W.
T.W. Now, have you actually met T.W. in real life?
We have been friends since the long days of HowardStrine.net.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. But
have you met him in real life?
Website. We've talked on Snapchat. We've talked on Facebook. And he plans on coming here to Poughkeepsie sometime.
Okay, so you
guys have never hooked up.
And he is definitely a real person. You've at least video chatted.
Well, wait a minute. That's what I want to be clear on. I've never really used Snapchat. I understand that the idea is you take photos or videos, short photos or videos, and send them. So you're saying you've seen this person in video form speaking to you? Directly?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we have reason to believe that T.W. is a real person.
My
friend Boston, he also makes YouTube videos.
Okay. Now, why would this girl want to come over and meet you and have sex with you if you've never actually met her before?
I because he told me that he said she's some sort of freak of nature or something. I don't know, but he wants
so
to,
she's
like,
easy,
know,
right? Her, that's the idea.
He wants to bring her here for I don't know, I guess maybe
okay.
his friend.
Banging,
I
know that.
Yeah, okay. So, okay, so what were, you know, we've had a lot of questions about kind of the setup here. Why were you calling us about this situation?
Because, you know, I want to get some feedback from you guys. Like, why, you know, because he said he wants to bring her here and all that kind of stuff. But, like, I don't know anything really about her. I've never met her, you know. All I saw was pictures, you know, on the Discord or whatever, you know.
But, David, you're almost a celebrity, at least with our listeners. I mean, people have been listening to Dave from Poughkeepsie calls for
years
and years. So maybe, do you think it's some of the celebrity that is Dave? Do you think that's a play?
If I was a celebrity, I would have gotten a YouTube play button by now, and I haven't.
But still, it still eludes you.
Dave, if you want to get a YouTube play button, you got to stop deleting your videos off of YouTube. That's step one. Are you uncertain? You're actually kind of not sure if you want to go through with this, it sounds like.
Seven not good enough for you, bro?
Like, you know, because people say, oh, I'm famous, you guys say I'm famous, but yet I still have not gotten a YouTube play button. I've been on YouTube for years and years and years, and I've never gotten a YouTube play button.
Well, I understand you're upset about that now, but we wanted to know more about the girl, okay? So, like...
What kind of girl seeks out a threesome with... Some Dave. Guy from Boston who I guess is a Red Sox fan and Dave from Poughkeepsie. Now, what is going through the mind that says, this is what I want to do on Friday night?
I don't know if he's a Red Sox fan or not. I really don't know. But, you know, he said he met some girl on Instagram or whatever, and he said he wants
to... But, Dave, you're not sure about this, right? You're calling us to get our opinion as to whether or not you should go through with this? Is that why you're on the phone with us tonight? Is that the reason you picked up the phone?
I've never met this girl, you know, and he keeps telling me, make a video about some girl
I've
never even met.
I think Dave is legitimately concerned here. I mean, it's a risky activity to have sex with somebody you've never met.
Well, so. you're going to meet two people you've never met in real life.
If she's willing to just go and blindly have sex with men she's never met, then that does throw into question her judgment. So maybe that is a good reason to not go ahead and stick it in. You know?
Yeah, and that's not
you
too...
You also got to wonder what's lurking down there.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, sight unseen, just going out and...
Dave, thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that one's just... that's awfully risky.
Right. I mean, I understand you can wrap it up and there's, you know, precautions that can be taken, but is it really worth it? I don't know. I guess that's a decision you got to make, Dave.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, send me a picture of this girl on on Discord if you want to. I can't really give you better advice on whether or not you should bang her without seeing her.
Yeah, I would love to get Dave in our Discord. I don't think he's ever been in the Free Talk Live Discord at discord.lrn.fm.
And somebody who has done that is Gene the Christian Anarchist. Gene joins us from Discord. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, that's going to be a tough one to follow, but...
At least you sound way better.
I hate to put anybody in that position of having to follow Dave, but what's on your mind, Gene?
I am calling about sex, but it's totally different than this previous caller.
What's your advice for Dave, though?
For something completely different.
Before you get to your point, what's your advice for Dave?
To wake up, I think.
Fair enough.
I don't think he's getting what he thinks he's getting.
I don't think so either.
I think you're likely right.
I think the New York guy has the hots for Dave, and this girl's just bait.
Just along
maybe.
For the ride.
All right, Dean. What's up?
Okay, so I'm calling about something I put in the show prep day before yesterday, I think. And that is... You know, I've talked to you in the past about how I don't think that Bill Cosby's guilty. I also don't think Michael Jackson's guilty. And I put some links in the show prep for evidence that supports both those positions. However,
really?
I agree with you on both of those, by the way, or at least I have significant questions about both of those cases.
Yes.
But go ahead.
So what has happened in the last 10 years, I guess, is that sex has become weaponized in a way that I can't even comprehend at this point. It's gotten to be so bad that any things that used to be pretty commonplace are all of a sudden worse than illegal. I mean, you're worthy of the death sentence if you do some of the stuff that was pretty common when I was young, you know, like the 18-year-old thing. You know, that wasn't a big deal back in the 60s.
I hear
but
you,
nowadays,
Gene.
Nowadays, they're ready to throw you out of a helicopter.
I hear you. We're going to get back to you right after we pay the bills by playing some ads. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. If you'd like to join in, I can't promise you there's not going to be a little bit of a wait because we've had really busy phones for a Thursday night.
You never know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You never know.
But we like it. But we have been talking to Gene the Christian Anarchist, and he had some thoughts about Bill Cosby and sex and Michael Jackson and all sorts of things. Gene, you're back with us on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. And you know, nobody's trying to support violence or rape or anything like that. I mean, that's absurd. No, you know, people try and switch it around and say, oh, well, you're for rape. No, I'm not. That's absurd. But what I'm saying is that things like Quaaludes, and the, one of the articles I sent to the show prep was an article about what's that other comedian's?
Bill Cosby?
No, the other Richard Pryor's widow was talking about, you know, how they did sex and had all kinds of drugs in the old days. And Quaaludes was one of the things that they did back then. Quaaludes was a recreational drug. So for Bill Cosby to bring a girl over and offer a Quaalude and to get drunk, that was what was going on back then. This was not a trick.
Right. Well, the claim was that he'd held on to them, right? That he had a big stash of Quaaludes that he held on to for like a couple of decades.
I was going
to
say, because you can't find those things anywhere.
And so what you're saying is you believe that Cosby administered these Quaaludes to these girls with their full knowledge and consent that they were actually Quaaludes rather than, you know, some sort of medication that he might be passing them off as.
And Yeah, the girl's in his bedroom, I mean, coming over to his house late at night to have some drinks and to get high. And, you know, then several years later, all of a sudden, they come out with these allegations to hang the guy. So what I'm saying is that sex has become weaponized. They're digging things out of the closet that were considered normal at the time and hanging people for it today.
How about the new rules at colleges, many of these colleges now that require some form of consent, what they call, I think, active consent or something like that, where basically every step along the path towards intercourse, the person, the male, presumably, has to ask for permission.
I'm going to touch your hair.
Is it all right if
Is
I move
that all
my
right
hand
if I touch your hair?
I want to see an active consent porn flick. I want to see what that looks like.
It looks like about four and a half hours long and boring.
It is horribly scary today. I mean, we have a 25-year-old son, and I'm just glad that he's not involved with any women because, quite frankly, getting involved with a woman these days is
dangerous.
Like almost like a death sentence. It can be. I mean, your life can be totally ruined tomorrow if somebody just makes some accusations that you touched them in the wrong way or, you know, said you could even say something to offend them and they're going to come at you with trying to put you away in prison and hurt you for the rest of your life. It's just the evil and the hate that seems to be generated through sex as a weapon is just, it's scary.
Sad.
It's downright scary.
I get you. Gene, thanks for the call. It's a good point. And there we just reached this point of, it's beyond intolerance. It's like nothing can be tolerated. I mean, like no societal norm that we've lived with for thousands of years can no longer be respected. You cannot have it. We have to redo the rules of society to meet this new paradigm, and I don't track.
And it's interesting that this new Puritanism was from the left was kind of introduced as we hate these Puritans on the right and they're all hung up about sex and we can't have free speech. So this was during the 60s when, you know, Students for a Democratic Society was a free speech movement.
Yeah.
Now the left is saying, oh no, free speech is bad. We don't want free speech. Mm-hmm. You can only speak if you agree with us.
Back to the phones. Nathan calling in from New Hampshire. He's listening on TuneIn. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to go back briefly to the subject that you guys were on with Dave there and give a kudos to Chris. I dedicate this call to Chris.
Okay. Thank you.
Because Chris, actually, for those of you who don't know, he runs a little shop, like a little gift shop. It's called Route 101, right?
I do.
That's right, Route101Gifts.com.
And at that shop, he goes out of his way, and he actually loses money by, in some cases, that he could have otherwise, by telling people who are being scammed into using the Bitcoin ATM to stop it and to leave the store. And that, you know, that's incredible. He's taking a financial hit to do that. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to Chris.
How did you know that?
Must be somebody I've spoken with at some level, but I've told other people too that sometimes people come in and they wish to use our Bitcoin vending machine to purchase cryptocurrency, to acquire it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our rules in there is that we really don't care why you're buying it, and I really don't want to hear about it. But sometimes you do hear things.
Yep.
And, I'm not even singling out one person here, because this has happened multiple times. Ian, we've discussed this one before, but it is the middle-aged woman who has suddenly met her soulmate on
middle-aged or elderly?
Elderly is a better answer, because okay. They usually are. Elderly woman who has met their soulmate on the internet, and if only...
they've never actually met in real life.
Never met in real life, but if she could help put him through college to pay some of these bills, then he'll finally be able to leave Africa and move here to the United States, and they can be together finally. And
are you saving their phone numbers? Because
absolutely do not.
Because I could use some college.
But sadly, with women, it is for elderly women. Sadly, it's usually the mysterious,
widowed,
often widowed. It is the mysterious man that they've met on the internet, and that's why she needs Bitcoin to send him, because that's the only thing he can use, which is never really the case. And
has it ever been successful? I mean, when you've explained it to these older women that come in and you lay it out for them, like, look, this guy probably is scamming you. I'm not comfortable letting you buy this.
In the half dozen or so times, it is I've been able to explain that and get them to stop.
Really?
I think exactly zero.
Oh.
They don't want to hear it.
It's love, you know.
It is love. It is
powerful
with
thing.
Men, it's love of cars, because men seem to be believing that this site that almost looks like eBay Motors, but it's not eBay Motors, does have a 2017, you know, Mercedes.
For $5,000. What are the amounts they're asking?
Oh, usually it's only about $2,000 or $3,000 for the deposit, and then they'll be able to transport it.
Yeah, sure. We'll get that right down to you. Load it up on the back of one of those big old car truck things.
Yeah.
Car delivery
vehicles. Really sad.
Well, thanks for pointing that out about Chris. I mean, it is a very nice thing that he does. Not something you would normally wave out as let people know, but that's right.
Thanks for the call, Nathan. Sadly, people do get scammed, and it doesn't matter what the technology is, it's going to happen. 855-450-FREE if you'd like to come back. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate on Thursday voted 59-41 to end President Trump's national emergency declaration at the border. Republican Senator James Lankford opposed the resolution.
Is it an emergency? Does the president in current law have statutory authority? My answer to both of those things is yes. We need a healthy nation. and also secure nation.
President Trump's one-word tweet after the vote was veto. The Israeli military is reporting two rockets were fired at Tel Aviv from the Gaza Strip. At least one of the rockets was intercepted as the Iron Dome missile defense system was activated. No injuries or deaths have been reported. Butterball is recalling more than 78,000 pounds of raw ground turkey over possible salmonella contamination. The prepackaged turkey was produced on July 7, 2018, making it highly unlikely any remains in retail stores. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, free to call on our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, or hit us up on Discord. You can find out more at discord.lrn.fm. You can watch us on Twitch. You can watch us, I guess, still on YouTube, though we prefer
lower
you
resolution.
Use Twitch. Yeah,
resolution.
It's not nearly as good. And you do want to watch the show, of course, because it's radio. And who doesn't want to watch the radio?
Well, the nice thing is you can still load us up over at twitch.lrn.fm and just listen. You don't actually have to watch. You can just put it in the background.
That's true.
And do something else while you are tuned in. Speaking of YouTube, though, there is the new Free Talk Live clips, the video clips that are being uploaded on basically a daily basis, usually one or two per day. To basically take some of the best moments from previous episodes of Free Talk Live and turn them into shareable video clips. So you can go to clips.freetalklive.com and you will find those there. You can hit the subscribe button. By the way, it's not our channel. It's the Liberty Bits channel, which is run by an activist here, Eric Freerock. He's come out of retirement and has been doing a great job putting those videos up there. We really appreciate it. So we're actually helping grow his channel because he's the one doing he's doing the work. So
that he is.
Yeah, clips.freetalklive.com. And if you're following us on Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com, on Mastodon at toot.freetalklive.com, and Telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com, you'll get links to all the new clips as they come out. So it's easy to follow us there, too.
Very cool. And we're going to head back to the phones where we have Jim calling in from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Jim is listening or watching us on YouTube and wants to talk about Michael Jackson. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Jim, are you there? Jim.
I hear somebody there.
Are you there? Going once, going twice.
All right. Put him back on hold. Yeah, we'll see if the board op can raise him. You never know what happens when somebody goes on hold and sometimes they're going through a drive-through or cell phone signal drops out. In that case, we could hear an open line. So he's definitely there. We'll get him back.
But fortunately, we have other callers hanging on. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I just want to say that my activism of calling in about pedestrian safety has paid off because...
Hold on. Did somebody not get hit by a car?
I didn't
get
hit by a car.
I have seen
congratulations. Sarah, your activism is working out here. Rich,
she's raising her hand.
I haven't been hit by any cars.
All day?
Nope.
My whole life, I've never been hit by a car. Thank goodness.
She's keeping me safe from sharks, too.
Sarah, thank you for your service. So why do you say your activism is working?
Well, I have seen a new street design, the 4-car lane turbine, 2-car lanes with bicycle lanes. And they have the curbs on the corners, they were raised up.
Hold on. Four lanes going to 2 lanes with bicycle lanes? This sounds like a recipe for more accidents.
Well, it used to be 4-car lanes. The 2-car lanes going one way with a yellow paint in the middle.
Okay.
For you to stand on as a pedestrian. Now they have some kind of a pedestrian refuge in the middle.
Refuge.
they build an island.
A refuge.
Okay. It's a safe space from cars.
The bunnies are going to take over the pedestrian refuge now. It's going to be a huge stand-up.
Okay, so you have this safe space from cars for pedestrians, and you have paint there that protects the pedestrians from high-speed vehicles.
I think they replaced the paint with an island.
Okay.
Well, the thing that I like about it the most is the intersections have the raised concrete corners. It used to be like really flat, mm-hmm. and they would just talk on their cell phone and just run you over when you're standing there.
Wait, who does this?
It could happen.
It's called an accident. I don't think anybody sits there and just decides to run somebody over.
It could happen. She's
accidents
saying
do
sometimes
happen.
They do.
She's saying that this berm or whatever it is, some sort of concrete raised edge, is going to increase safety. Okay. Right, Sarah? And you believe that it's your phone calls that have made that happen?
Well, yeah.
Was it your idea? Were you the one who came up with the raised concrete?
Yeah.
Protective barrier?
No, I never mentioned about that. I thought the smooth corners for that was good enough for me. I've never come up with that.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're trying to claim credit.
Credit, that's why we're asking.
Well, my credit is that I raised up that 86 pedestrians were killed last year in New Mexico.
So you raised awareness.
So you're saying you raised awareness of the problem, and you believe that the solution came about because of your phone calls to talk radio shows. Is that right?
Right, because enough people heard about it, and somebody came up with this idea. Well, we're going to raise the curb so that the drivers don't want to run into a curb and scratch their car up. They don't mind running over a pedestrian.
Does this just
it's going to hurt their tires?
Sure, pedestrians will break your car too.
Is this curb such that it just launches the vehicle over the pedestrian?
It's a height of a little curb, and it has two openings, and then there's a little. You have to get the picture of it. Dooney Boulevard.
If you actually had internet connection, you could take a picture of this and you could send it to us, so we'd actually have a better description of what this is. I'm imagining just a raised concrete barrier protecting the area at which a person would cross. Over the intersection. Is that what you're talking about? How high is this barrier?
It's about like a 1 foot and a foot high, like a regular curb.
Okay.
But, a regular curb is about 6 inches.
But you're saying it's on top of the regular curb, meaning there's the curb and then there's like another foot of concrete just kind of like as a barrier? Is that what you're saying?
Uber curb.
Well, it's right right on the corner. Remember how it used to be just smooth?
I've never been to Albuquerque.
I know where you're talking. Like on the corner, like right on the corner, it would like go down flat so that people in wheelchairs can make it up. Is that what you're talking about?
But now it has a buffer, like a little medium buffer and a buffer. It still does let you have opening, but it does have a raised curb. Where
it's all thanks to you, Sarah. You're saving lives.
You are
with
saving
your talk radio calls.
Exactly.
Pat yourself on the back.
Pat yourself. And thank you for your call, Sarah. I'm just having a really hard time visualizing that.
I'm still not sure.
I know.
I think it's just one of those curbs with the concrete in the middle like you normally see in parking lots and such.
You're just talking about like a median then or something like that.
I think that's what she's talking about, is they had a median that was just painted yellow lines on the asphalt, and then they came in and built one of these islands.
Okay, could be.
And that's what
it is. If that's the case, if it's you know, a median, it's not going to stop any cars from rolling up there.
If it saves just one life, Ian, then it's worth any amount of money. Any amount of money. That is the lesson here. In Sarah's mind, if it saves just one life.
Well, when it's not her money.
Even if it is her money, because she's doing her part, and she thinks that you need to do your part too, Ian.
I don't think she's ever
saved a lot of more lives by ending the wars, I think.
For sure.
I would agree.
I don't think Sarah would disagree with that. I don't think she's in favor of most of the wars.
No, I don't think she is either. But hey, who knows? It's Sarah. We were talking a long time ago, at least about the case of Connecticut versus Remington,
mm-hmm.
and where they were at with their lawsuit. So Remington is the manufacturer of the Bushmaster rifle. That rifle was used in a school shooting, the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012, and justices have just issued a 4-3 decision that reinstated a wrongful death lawsuit and overturned a lower court ruling that the lawsuit was prohibited. The plaintiffs included a survivor and relatives of nine people killed in the massacre. They argue the AR-15 style rifle used by shooter Adam Lanza is too dangerous for the public, and Remington glorified the weapon in marketing it to young people. We'll discuss that after we come back. And your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. What's on your mind? Give us a call. We'd love to chat about it. We've been discussing the news coming out of Connecticut that the Connecticut Supreme Court has ruled that Remington can be sued in wrongful death lawsuits. In this case, it has to do with the AR-15, the Bushmaster rifle that was sold by Remington to Adam Lanza's mother, and Adam Lanza then stole and used in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings. Remington has denied wrongdoing and previously insisted it can't be sued under federal law. The majority of the high court agreed with most of the lower court's rulings and dismissed most of the lawsuit's allegations, but allowed a wrongful marketing claim to proceed. A wrongful marketing claim? Rich, you...
Marketing malpractice.
Marketing malpractice. Evidently, they lied when they said that these things can kill people.
But they can.
Evidently. Quote, the regulation of advertising that threatens the public's health, safety, and morals has long been considered a core exercise of the state's police powers, unquote, Justice Richard Palmer wrote for the majority. So there you go, folks. Lanza, 20, shot his way into the locked school in Newtown on December 14, 2012, and killed 20 first graders and 6 educators with a Bushmaster XM15 E2S rifle similar to an AR-15. He shot his mother to death in their Newtown home beforehand and killed himself as police arrived at the school. Connecticut's child advocate said Lanza's severe and deteriorating mental health problems, his preoccupation with violence and access to his mother's legal weapons, quote, proved a recipe for mass murder, unquote.
So just I'm looking at the Hartford Courant, which is the newspaper down there.
Yeah.
That has a pretty detailed
report on this decision. 4-3 decision out of the court ruled that Sandy Hook family should have the opportunity to prove that Remington violated the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act, CUTPA, by marketing what it knew was a weapon designed for military use to civilians such as Nancy and Adam Lanza. So they're not saying this has
designed
to do with...
Designed for military use. How do they say that? I mean, the AR-15 is not a military weapon.
But it looks like
it. A military
right.
weapon.
It looks like one, Rich. How do you answer that?
Well...
It looks scary, Rich. Answer the question, Rich.
I'm dumbfounded. I don't even know how to answer it. You know, yes, it looks similar to fully automatic weapons that are used by the military. Who cares?
Well, and here's what kills me is there are never groups up in arms over the Ruger Mini 14.
And what is that?
Ruger Mini 14 is... It looks like a rifle. It looks okay. like a hunting rifle, and it's often used for hunting varmints and stuff like that. It's got a wooden stock, and, you know, it's got a bolt, and it's got a place where you put a magazine, and it accepts 5.56 millimeter rounds. In other words, folks, it shoots the exact same round that comes out of an AR-15. It's completely semi-automatic. You can stick a 30-round magazine in it. But it doesn't look scary.
Because it's not black.
It's
this
not
is all
black.
About racism. Gun racism is what
yeah,
this is.
At some point. Black rifles matter.
Black rifles matter.
Yeah.
Just get yourself a Hello Kitty one, then you can solve the problem.
I've seen
no longer
them.
Intimidating.
I've seen yeah. them. I've seen pink AR-15s left and right.
Vermin Supreme had one that looked like a unicorn.
Why not?
Actually, the horn was the barrel.
Nice.
Yeah.
But there have been a lot of people that have played around with their builds, and they've done interesting things. The thing is that regardless of what silly, in some cases, silly accessory I put on a rifle, and I've seen guys that have, like, three different hand grips on an AR-15, which just makes it insane to even try to shoot. Like, in case I'm shooting at an angle, I want to be able to hold it. And they put, like, all these optics, and they'll put, you know, these crazy flash suppressors on them and all these things, and it does not make the gun any more lethal. It usually ends up making the gun heavier. And just
I think it always ends up making the gun heavier. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
unless you're removing something, too.
And guess what I do when I do a build? I try to figure out what's the least amount of stuff I can put on
sure.
this thing to make it work.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Right.
So I have less to go wrong, and it's less I got to lug around.
I have the conclusion.
And all those bells and whistles can give you away in the field.
Oh, there we go.
So,
please.
In a very lengthy, as you know, judges in courts tend to churn out lengthy orders and, you know, opinions. And I'm not even sure how many pages this is because of the viewer I'm looking at it in. But down toward the bottom here, I've actually got the. This is the decision from the Connecticut Supreme Court. If you're interested, I can share their conclusion. I think that will
okay.
kind of
yeah.
wrap up. So they write, it is, of course, possible that Congress intended to broadly immunize firearm sellers from liability for the sort of egregious misconduct that the plaintiffs have alleged but failed to effectively express that intent in the language of PLCAA. Now, we need to get a definition of what that stands for. PLCAA is the Federal Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Acts. So that is the federal law
okay.
that they're saying, well, we think that there's an argument here.
Well, the federal law, though, is designed to protect gun manufacturers from liability.
That's right.
What I want to say is, what liability? Because usually you have to be able to show a chain of causation.
Right.
There's not even an allegation, as I understand it, that Adam Lanza, like, saw this commercial, and that's what made him go all crazy.
They just marketed
it's just
it
a
in
matter
general.
They marketed it, and then he happened to get one, and then he happened to shoot some people,
oh, no.
and we're going to sue them for bad marketing. That doesn't make any sense.
And his mother bought it. He didn't buy the gun.
Yeah, he didn't buy it.
He stole the gun, and then he killed his mother with it.
Yeah, I'll bet you a dollar she never saw any of these advertisements.
Of course not.
Yeah, and I suspect that he would have stolen whatever gun she happened to have.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It was the gun he had the closest access to. The
maybe not a pink one. That might have been... Maybe women should buy pink guns so you know, men are less liable to steal them, although... I don't know.
Yeah. So the conclusion here is saying that Congress wasn't clear. That's what the court is saying, that Congress wasn't clear enough in this PLCAA, a liability act. They say if that's the case, and in light of the difficulties that the federal courts have faced in attempting to distill a clear rule or guiding principle from the predicate exception, Congress may wish to revisit the issue and clarify its intentions. We are confident, however, that if there were credible allegations that a firearm seller had run explicit advertisements depicting and glorifying school shootings and promoted its products in video games, such as School Shooting, that glorify and reward such unlawful conduct. Now, has this actually
happened? None of these
happened?
Things are alleged.
Right.
None of these
I'm
things.
Not clear.
Let's imagine the case.
Right.
I think that's his intent, is he's attempting to sketch out the most egregious thing that you could do in this area.
Yes, that's right. They're saying, I think.
Right,
if,
but right. They are also saying that then that person should be allowed to sue. They're not coming out, if I'm understanding this correctly, they're not coming out and saying, Remington is liable. What they're arguing,
right, because
simply
this is an appeals court.
Correct.
They're not charged with evaluating the evidence. They're only charged with finding whether there's some possible theory under which there could be liability.
Right.
So it sounds like this appeals court made the right decision, and that this case is then going to go back to lower court and lose, is my prediction.
I would hope
there's a chance of that happening here. So going on. Says, and if a troubled young man who watched those advertisements and played those games were inspired thereby to commit a terrible crime like the ones involved in the Sandy Hook massacre, then even the most ardent sponsors of PLCAA would not have wanted to bar a consumer protection lawsuit seeking to hold the supplier accountable for the injuries wrought by such unscrupulous marketing practices. That is not this case, and yet the
right.
Underlying legal principles are no different. Once we accept the premise that Congress did not intend to immunize firearm suppliers who engage in truly unethical and irresponsible marketing practices promoting criminal conduct, and given that statutes such as CUTPA, which we need to get that definition for you here. CUTPA is the Connecticut.
Law. Oh, Connecticut.
No. The
okay,
first
I'm
one.
Sorry.
The first one was the federal one. This one is the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act. So I'll finish up with their opinion. There's only a couple more paragraphs, relatively short for legalese.
Yeah,
coming up.
Yeah, and we'll get to that when we get back. 855-450-FREE if you would like to join in the conversation. What do you think about gun manufacturer liability? Should they be protected? Or should some common sense maybe work its way in? 855-453 Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.